producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a question for you. My husband and I, we've been married for 5 years now, and at his place of employment, he's developed an emotional bond with a female.
Is that called friendship?
Yes, but right now we're actually going to a marriage counselor because everything that's been going on for the past year, I've never been okay with the relationship. And he actually came home a year ago, February, saying that there's rumors at his place of employment that the two of them are having an affair.
Are they having an affair?
An emotional affair.
No, but an emotional affair, we've already decided that that's friendship.
Okay, very strong. Like, my husband's obsessed with her.
Well, I don't know what that means. You know, what I'm really interested in, what's going on in your marriage. Because I think if your marriage is strong, she's going to not loom large. If it's not, you're in trouble. How old are you?
30.
And how old is he?
30.
You have kids?
Yes, one boy.
Age?
2.5.
Okay. Do you work outside the home?
Yes, part-time.
Okay. How's your marriage, independent of this woman?
I thought it was fine.
Okay. What? When did you decide it wasn't fine?
When this all came about a year ago.
And what happened? What he just came home and said what?
Well, I know, like, she was new on his shift. She came back from maternity leave, and working 12-hour shifts, they became close friends really quickly.
No, but you're telling me he came home and said something. Yes?
He came home and told me that there was rumors at work that they were having an affair.
Okay, and you think this was? Do you think they've had sex with each other?
No.
Okay.
No, and I didn't know until I watched the Today Show that there was two different definitions of affair. There was a physical and emotional.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm one of those people who says that do not make that that you don't want to make that distinction, because if you do, then what you're saying to somebody is having a crush on somebody is the same as hitting the motel. So why would anybody not hit the motel if the penalty is the same? I think the Today Show should. Because I've been on those shows and saying no, 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 and there's not an internet affair. It's just typing. The keyboard may get a little sticky, but there's difference. I mean, the wedding vows don't say that you won't have a crush on somebody else. It doesn't say you don't notice somebody else. It doesn't say you don't lust after someone else. It says you abandon others. You don't have sex with anybody else. And the wedding vows are very specific for a very clear reason. The deal is that in the days that the wedding vows were invented, nobody knew about DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And what you didn't want was a lot, and people did it anyway. What you didn't want, that you didn't want to mess with the bloodline. You didn't want to have a whole lot of pretenders to the throne, because nobody cared what the peasants did. What they cared was is the royalty. The people had land, and you wanted to make the progression of who inherited the land very clear. That's why the prohibition about sex. All right, and it was a very economic, practical kind of distinction. Now, fast forward to the year 2007, we have a completely different take on marriage. But I'm still saying to you, Karen, it is unwise to say to your husband, having a crush on her is the same, as far as I'm concerned, as having sex with her. Because then why would he not have sex with her? And you don't want that.
I don't think it's the same. I just know that there's a connection there. I guess maybe I'm jealous of, because when he talks to her, I can tell. And back in the summer, there was an obsession. Like, our cell phone bills were outrageous. He was going behind my back, and he would talk to her from 10 to 22 times a day. And that was interfering in our personal life. It was to the point.
But Sharon, I think that's a legitimate point of to say to him, not you can't have this or it's an emotional affair, but say, you know what? At one point, you and I had this kind of closeness. What I would like is for us to have this kind of closeness again, which is a very different thing than berating him or accusing him or trying to make him feel guilty or trying to make him feel guilty for something he's not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked about your marriage. And it sounds to me that you may have done, and I'm not blaming you. It made you feel terrible. But in this, in our society, we tend to sort of become very child-centered. All the passion that we had for each other when we were dating, after we're married, especially when we have a kid, goes into the kid. And that's
well, I know our work ethics are different. Like me, I'm a go-getter. I'm always working. I like to have things done in order. He's more relaxed. It's always tomorrow.
Karen, has it occurred to you that maybe he's lonely in your marriage, and maybe that's the problem?
Maybe.
And that maybe what the two of you need to do is, instead of being at war about the fact that he has a friend, because there may be people in your life that you talk to 22 times a day. They may be a sister or mother or best friend.
Yeah.
But to sort of say to him, look, if I were spending as much emotional energy with another person, you'd probably feel neglected. I think the two of us need to recommit to our relationship, to each other, to being each other's best friend, to feeling that intimacy, that closeness. We love our child. We both have jobs. We've got a mortgage. We've got family. But we're the core, and I think we've gotten sloppy about that, and maybe your go-getterness is making him feel like he's left in the dust, that he has no value in your life, that he feels lonesome. He feels that you could do just fine without him. That's not a very healthy thing for marriage.
No. Well, I know he has low self-esteem, and our family doctor has actually diagnosed him with mild depression. So, like, one day, everything's hunky-dory. Like, everything is just perfect. And then maybe a week goes by, and then he just brings all this stuff out of the blue, and I don't even know where it's coming from. Like,
well,
it doesn't make sense.
But Karen, maybe you have to listen to it. Maybe when it all comes out, and instead of you saying it doesn't make any sense, and sort of dismissing it, maybe that's the real loneliness. If it takes him a while, like it takes all of us a while, to get in touch with the things that make us feel vulnerable and make us feel sad and make us feel less, in his particular case, manly. As women, you and I have no problem about saying, oh, I feel terrible today.
Yeah.
We don't give guys that kind of permission. And when he finally does it, and you're saying, well, I don't know where that's coming from, maybe what you need to do is say, tell me more about that. Let's find some time to talk about that right now. So I'm saying
right
to you,
now, like, our counselor is telling us to express ourselves, to say, this has come out of love, this is what I need to say. But when I do that to him, he doesn't want to hear it. Like this past weekend, he just had enough, and he's to the point, I need to leave. I think you need time by yourself. And
well, I don't know what you said to him. I mean, I don't know.
I was just emotional, because the problem is they work
well,
together.
Well, but emotional about... But Karen, if what your whole thing is this woman.
Yeah.
But Karen, you're not listening to a word I'm saying.
I am listening.
My response to a lonely husband is to tell him he's a creep. To tell him he's having an affair. And I'm telling you, first of all, it won't work. Second of all, it doesn't. What you're doing is pushing him away. And
I know
what,
I am.
But my dear, what I'm saying to you is, what if, and we're not blaming anybody, what if you decided that you've got a very lonely man there, and that this woman that he's talking to is really much more, that he has a friend, someone who will actually listen to him, not someone who will berate him. So, and maybe what you need to do is to be that woman who will listen to him. You're the one who's invested in him. You're the one he's living with. You're the one he has sex with. You're the one he loves. You're the one he has a child with. You're the one he wants. But, you know, when he tries to talk with you, you just tell him what a creep he is, and he's having an emotional affair, and bash him about this woman. I'll tell you what I think you should do. I don't know if the counselor's doing any good or not at this moment, and I don't even want to touch that. But
okay.
If I were you, what I would say to him is, you know what? I think you're really lonely, and I think I haven't done a very good job of sorting that through. I think we've become much too child-centered. So, number one, I want us to spend more time with one another. Anytime I mention that other woman, I will give you $25. Because I got to get.
He talks about her. I'm trying to move on.
Well, then you can say.
Talks about her.
Right,
I don't want to hear her
all right,
name.
Then I think what you can say is, let's make a deal. I think that she is the symptom, the problem. We've got other problems here, and either we have to decide that we want to commit to each other and see where we get, or not. And if you're feeling that you can't commit to me at this moment, then maybe we need to be apart. But I'd like to commit to you, and I think the way to keep both of us honest is that either of us give the other person $25 when we mention the other person, because I don't think she's the issue. I think the fact is that we've gotten away from each other, and we need to figure out a way back to each other. All right? I'm Dr. Joy. You know, it's really, when there's an issue in a relationship, it's very easy to decide on external factors, because external factors, by definition, are not as basic. But at some point in any relationship, I think, and maybe at multiple points in every relationship, you have to decide, do I stay or do I go? And if the answer is, I want to stay, then you're looking to solve a problem. If the answer is, I want to go, it's still a very expensive philosophy to blame somebody, because the other person's going to fight you on it. And if they don't fight you on it, you're probably going to feel guilty. So the issue is not what are the externals, but what are the basics? What needs to change here for this to be a viable relationship, number
Call
one?
Dr. Joy or at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I was saying when I was so rudely interrupted by electronics, that you need to decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, then you figure out how to solve the problem. If you want to go, then you go. But make sure that you're looking at that meta picture, that larger picture, which is, do I want to be here or not? Because it's very easy to get distracted in relationships on the day-to-day, on the irritating, on the, you know, the abrasive, on the irrelevant. The question is, do you want to stay? Do you want to go? Do you want this relationship? Do you not want this relationship? But it doesn't mean that you can't alter it. It doesn't mean that you can't find compromise. It doesn't mean you can't work on it. But there needs to be that fundamental commitment or lack. And the lack doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it means you have to acknowledge that that's what's going on and be honest about it. And you don't want to put yourself or your partner in the position where no matter what they do, it's not going to be enough because you really don't want to be there. You're better off just leaving without the bloodshed. Okay, 855-99-DR-JOY. Speaking of bloodshed, there's no way of transitioning out of that statement, I don't think. Okay,
tough one.
Speaking of bloodshed, make sure that over the holidays you donate to the Red Cross, because that's the only thing I could think of,
yeah,
which
right.
is true, right? They,
right.
Always,
yeah.
This time of the year, they say that the usual donors, that the donations drop off and the need goes up because
yeah.
people tend to wrap themselves around telephone poles this time of year.
Right, right.
So... have you ever given blood?
I have, yep, a few times, yep. I'm one of the people, it's not the sight of blood type thing that gets me queasy, but I think it must be some blood sugar issue or something, because I always get lightheaded and then...
Well, you're like hyperventilating.
No, yeah. no, it's I'm not. I'm always very calm, but it's like... If I eat something right ahead of time, then I'm fine. But if I'm empty stomach or anything like that, it's boy.
Honey,
boy,
it's still adrenaline. What can I tell you?
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
is.
Sure.
It is. Which is a perfectly normal response. I mean, we really think, and you know, look, I have taken blood from people, which is alarming.
Oh, really?
I've never
You've done that? Huh? Wow.
I have. In medical school, they made because I was the oldest. The oldest they could imagine any living human being because I already yeah. had my PhD. So I think when I was in medical school, I was like 28, 29, something
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh.
And already had my PhD. I'd already been in practice for a while. And so, like, I cut everybody's hair and I did, you know, whenever they found a lump,
sure.
I'd be the one to... And so they made me do everything first. And I remember putting a nasogastro tube down somebody, which is not a nice
Ooh.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
You have to feed the tube into somebody's nose and down into
Ooh.
Their stomach. But it doesn't hurt. It's just kind of messy.
No, yeah, just
And
not,
the guy,
yeah.
my partner, was asthmatic. So he had a lot of
oh,
goo
wow.
as well.
Okay.
And I said to him, here's the deal. If you want me to stop, raise your hand. If not, I'm just going to do this.
Right,
you know, because
you're going
well,
in, yeah.
I'd already learned. I was the first person who had to do a venous puncture. You know, had to give somebody a...
What's that?
A venous puncture is where you draw blood.
Oh, okay,
which
sure,
is,
yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, your technician does it all the time, but we
yeah.
were idiot medical students, and I'd never done it.
Sure.
And so I had, and I was trying to be, and I had this huge, big, like 6'3", 250-pound jock, and I'm trying to be so careful, and he fainted.
Oh,
which
man.
Is not good for your self-confidence, not
yeah,
to mention for
yeah.
his head.
Right.
So I kind of learned from that. If you're going to do something horrible to somebody, just do it. Just get it over
yeah.
with as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And have some kind of signal. So if they want you to stop, you can. But otherwise, just do it. So I said to him, you know, raise your hand if you want me to stop. If not, and I had the thing unwrapped. I had him tube tested and done before anybody else had their tube unwrapped.
Nice.
And because I knew it was going to be messy for him and icky. But so the point being. That I've done this stuff, but still, when I get blood drawn, I look away from the needle. I do too.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
And it's not. I mean, I'm not frightened of the sight of blood. I've been in operations, you
right,
know, and I,
right,
you know,
exactly,
but
yeah.
but there is something about your own skin.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
my daughter right. actually had hurt herself sledding when she was a kid, and I did not sew her up, but I took the stitches out.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I had, which is nothing. I mean, you know, it's a very easy thing to do.
Okay.
And I had sweat down to my kneecaps. I mean,
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it has nothing, you know, it's why I think doctors don't operate on their own kids, among other things.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Yeah, I've tried to give blood in college. Well, people used to sell their blood. They would,
right.
And there was that. I think it's an urban legend.
Over, yeah.
yeah, that the kid would, we lived, Rice was across the street from a medical center. And the story, and I think it was probably urban legend, because I think every school has it, that a kid decided that he was going to sell his body. Because what you could do in those days, supposedly, well, I know you could do it. I don't know if this actually happened, is that you could donate your body to science. You could sell your body. And they
mm-hmm.
would give you, I don't know, $300 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you needed to, you could repay the money and
essentially claim your body back.
Sure.
And so this kid, and it was a very well-known phenomenon, so that kids would go, you know, before Christmas and donate their bodies, get the $300 or $600, whatever it was, buy Christmas gifts, go home, come back, make some money, and buy their bodies back. And the story was, and I still have no idea if it was true or not, we absolutely believed it, that somebody, you know, several years ago, no one knew who this person was, this mythical person.
Of course, yeah.
Had sold their body, gone home, gotten killed in a car accident coming home, and when their parents, who were Southern Baptists, came to claim the body, the medical school grabbed it and took it and said, no, it's ours. And as a result, they stopped. I guess that was the moral of the story, is they stopped doing that practice. So, but I tried to give, not sell my body, but to sell, well, that's another
that sounds
story
terrible. Yeah, right.
Yeah, later, we'll talk about that later. But to donate blood, because there was, like, one of the professor's kids was in an accident. And it turns out, like a lot of women, I was anemic, so I couldn't, but I'm AB positive, so.
That's
so
what I am, too.
Are you?
Yeah,
we're universal donors.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
Cool. Yeah.
We're a minimum part of the population.
Yeah, my wife is just the opposite.
She's a donor.
She's
O.
Yeah, she's O, exactly. Yep.
So you're a universal donor and she's a universal recipient.
Yep, exactly.
So it's vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're the donor, she's the recipient. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think that's the way it works, yep.
So at any rate, that was my transition and stream of consciousness from going to...
from one blood story to another.
Yeah, exactly. Forget I said any of that. All right, do we have time to do a quick email?
We're kind of... Well, we got about a minute left here. So let's not.
All right, we'll wait. Yep. We'll come back with the email. 855-99-DR-JOY. That's the problem about live radio, right? And having a very hard time making a transition.
Yeah.
That was
pretty well done, though. I mean, I think if you're going to make that transition, you did
that's
it
probably,
probably
the only way
as,
to do it.
As well as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm serious about if you've never donated blood. First of all, it is literally painless as long as you look away from the needle.
They really will
give you orange juice and cookies. And this is a time of year where the need goes up and the supply goes down. So if you've never done it. Most places do not charge, you know, do not pay for it. But it's true. I think the American Red Cross bumper sticker was the gift of life, pass it on. And it's true that we've been talking about artificial blood for a long time, but it's not really, it's very expensive. The other thing to know is if you ever need elective surgery, that you can stockpile your own blood, which is a good idea. Okay. 855. Me and my transitions. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. All right, we had promised to do some more emails, so I suppose we should keep our promise. That's what I intended to do before I got distracted by my own transition blood from blood. Yeah. Gift of life, pass it on.
Yep.
All right, there we go.
All right, so let's see. Jennifer in Massachusetts writes into us. She says, my sister's son has a substance abuse problem. He is 19 and currently on probation. He continues to misbehave using the kind of drugs that go undetected.
What kind of drugs go undetected?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. She says she wants to put him under house arrest under the threat that if he doesn't follow the rules, she will turn him into the jail system. What else can she do?
It would be nice to have a little more information here. So let me help you with some of the questions that should be asked. First of all, if he's 19, does that mean he's graduated high school? If he's graduated high school, I would probably be tempted to toss his butt, because given a choice between putting him on house arrest, which means basically you become a warden, and he's all you're going to do is make him sneaky. So I don't think that's a very good alternative.
Risk at that point, too, right?
Yeah. So if number one, she's talking about having him put on house arrest, not, I assume that she, I don't know if she's doing that through the court system or she's just deciding to do it.
I think she's saying that it kind of her do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That this is just saying you can't leave the house, which means, I mean, he's probably bigger than you are. How are you going to block him? How are you going to, you can't monitor him 24/7. So I think that's not a viable solution. Not to mention, why do you want that role? And the answer is you don't. So given a choice between putting him on house arrest, which is not viable, turning him over to the cops, which is going to make things complicated, which we can go back to in a moment, or tossing his butt, I toss his butt and say, look, I love you, but if you're going to be using, you can't be here anymore. That because if he drugs cost money, and if he doesn't, if he knows he has a roof over his head, then anything he does to get money is going to go directly to drugs. If he has to feed himself and house himself, then money is going to take on a whole different complexion to him. So, number one, has he finished high school? Hopefully he has. If it's not, I would make it a term of him staying at home that he has to finish high school, which means he has to be taking an online class or whatever, and he has to do it within a certain amount of time, or you're going to toss him. Because you're not really doing him any good. Essentially, you're enabling him to do drugs because he has a safe place to land. And addicts will tell you that until they hit bottom, whatever that means to them, that they're not going to change. They'll lie, and they'll lie to themselves, they'll lie to you, they'll lie to their probation officer, they'll lie to, you know, their significant others. So you're really not doing them any really long-term benefit whatsoever. When you say a drug that can't be detected, I don't know what that drug is.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think. I mean, even an aspirin you can probably detect it.
I wonder. What about some of these? You hear about these synthetics nowadays. Are those less detectable than?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Okay. Basically, synthetic just means that they're made in a lab to have the same effect, which means they have the same biological activity, which means they're going to have the same structure at some point or a similar structure. So I don't know what that means. I don't, and if it's undetectable in terms of, I don't know what that means. I mean, it might not show up in a urine test, although, again, it depends on the sophistication of the urine test. So I don't know exactly what that means. But the idea of a mom turning into a warden, it shouldn't appeal to anybody on any level, not to mention it's just not effective. So if it's both odious and ineffective, We take it off the table.
Joey, I have a question about this question in here. And forgive me if this is a really stupid question, but I obviously don't mean to put anything on Jennifer, but it seems weird to me that the question comes off immediately as my sister's son has a subject. You know what I mean? Instead of saying my nephew has a.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it may be in theory. Well, that may be from, I was going to say another marriage, but that doesn't, it may be a stepson.
Oh, true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Possible. Yeah, but you're right. I think there is a certain distancing there. And it doesn't sound, I mean, because one of the things, I get a lot of questions, as you know, because you're here with me, of my grandson or my nephew, and the sense that I want to help them and I don't know how to do this. And it can be a very powerful role because you're not the parent. You don't have that primary responsibility.
Sure.
So I don't know if this is a distancing factor or it's a factor of not blood relation. I don't know what's going on here. It's the difficulty of emails, which is they're better than nothing, but they certainly often ask more questions than are answerable.
Yeah.
Bottom line is he needs to be educated. If he's educated, I'd be tempted to toss him. He needs to have a job, because if he doesn't have a job, then you're, I mean, if he's 19 and able-bodied, whether he has a high school diploma or not, he should be working. There's a reason for him not to. If there are psychological issues, the only alternative, if he's clinically depressed or schizophrenic, then the issue should still be that he can only stay there if he has a therapist, because you want to, as a parent, our job is to help our kids walk and then walk away. And helping a kid to stay in a terrible place is not good parenting. It just doesn't make any sense. It would be helpful to have a little bit more information about this, of what drugs he's using, how often he's using, how his behavior changes, what his educational status is at this moment, what mom's situation is, whether he does have a job, whether there's a past history here, whether there's any violence involved. But I would certainly say, just given what I have, I don't know what an undetectable drug is, as far as you're concerned. I don't know if that means undetectable in terms of behavior? If it's undetectable in terms of behavior, how do you know he's using?
Yeah,
that doesn't really make any sense.
Point.
So yeah, I just need more information.
Really here. Great if Jennifer could actually call in. This would be one that I think you could really help her with.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. One would hope. All right, so understand. Folks, if you're... make me a deal here that, as you know, our primary directive and our first choice is always for you to call because I can ask you these questions. And even if you don't know the answer, you at least know where to go to get the answer so I can actually help you or you can help the situation, number one. If you can't call, if you're going to send me an email, reread the email to make sure there's enough information there because you obviously are going to know huge amounts about it that I don't know. Make sure there's enough information there that I have a reasonable shot at helping you. I do appreciate your faith. I do appreciate your using this way of interacting with me, but give me enough information so I can at least be helpful. And I know that there's an issue of confidentiality, but we don't have to use your name or you can use another name.
Yep,
and we,
yep.
we don't say where you're coming from. So do sort of see, if, make sure when you read it over that there's actually enough information. And if nothing else, you can do, remember when we took Journalism 101, the who, what, where, why, how, and when? Those are not a bad place to
yep.
start. Make sure I know
yep.
all of those as part of your email. Okay. Can we try another one
yeah,
so I can maybe redeem myself?
Yeah, sure. This and this one is a lot more light here. This one, a listener from Michigan says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. I'm in my second year of university as a psychology student,
Yay.
And I am very unsure of what I want to do and if this is the right career for me. I'm a good student. However, I'm just worried about the insecurity in this field of study. I've been considering a more secure field like healthcare, specifically nursing, but it would require me to make some risky changes. I'm not sure how to make the right decision."
Okay. Good question, which is, what do I like and what's marketable? And you want to have some overlap between the two. Doing something that's marketable that you hate is a dead end. And you're talking, you're young enough at this moment, you may not be in the same career for the next 40 years, but you certainly want to be in it for the next five or so after you graduate from university. So figuring out what you like and what's marketable is not a bad place to start. It occurs to me that you actually have an overlap here in that if you like psychology and you like healthcare, one of the things to think about is either a psychiatric social worker or social work in general or psychiatric nursing. So what I would do at this particular point, especially if you're in your second year, is find an internship someplace. And you may not have to, you may not be paid for it, but certainly one of the reasons I decided that I like psychology and I like medicine is when I was in junior high school, I was a candy striper, and which is a kind of a crummy position, to be quite honest. You wear a little candy stripe apron and you work in hospitals. But I realized, I've always wanted to be a psychologist. I just didn't know what it was called. But I realized being around sick people didn't scare me at all, and that I could really be helpful, and that people were very willing to talk with me, and I was very good at calming people down. And so, while it didn't actually coalesce, to be quite honest, when I was 12 years old, that this is what I needed to do, that I had some, by the time I had to begin making decisions, I had that backlog. And you're farther along than I am. You have more of an idea of what you'd like to be doing. So figure out, psychology in and of itself, you can, if you want to have your own practice, then you're going to have to get at least a master's degree and probably a PhD or PsyD or a DSW. If you want to hang out your own shingles. One of the possibilities is figuring out what kind of age group you'd like to work with, whether you like working with the elderly or the VA hospital, returning soldiers, or children. So I think give a little bit more thought specifically to what group you like, what you like to do. It may be a worthwhile thing to give me a call, but do an internship so you have a little practical information. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 'tis the season, as I mentioned. We'll put it up. Maybe Shane will put it up just to start with it, although it sounds like with the Facebook archiving system that maybe we should wait a little bit because we'll never find it again.
Yeah, exactly.
That a couple of groups have already put up their winners. My group doesn't do it. We give us, I think, another week or two. And I will tell you, of course, my group's the best. Actually, we're the best predictors for Oscars. We have the highest.
Really?
Cool. Our overlap is the highest. Partially because that we're, well, it's not the foreign press, who knows. It's not a specifically New York-based, which, I mean, by definition, any particular area is going to be have a particular bias. We're national. It's a relatively large group compared to some of the other groups. It's not as big as Oscars, but it's relatively large. And so, so of course, my group is the best. A little bit of chauvinism there.
All right.
The New York Film Critics announced, I think yesterday, Best Picture is Boyhood. Best Director is Richard Linklater, who did Boyhood. This is the one that has one kid that they cover over, I don't know, 11 years or something. It's interesting. I don't think it's the best movie of the year by a lot. Okay. Best Screenplay, Grand Budapest Hotel, which is fun if you haven't seen it. Best Actress, Marion Cotillard, The Immigrant in 2 Days, One Night. She's a great actress. Wasn't crazy, actually, about either of those movies. You can see this is a very kind of erudite.
Yeah, group. I was going to say, kind of snooty, maybe.
A little snobbish here. Best Actor, Timothy Spall in Mr. Turner. He's wonderful in it. And Turner, it's the artist, the English artist. And it is a fascinating thing. I don't think anybody's going to see the movie. And there's so many good male actors this year. Best Supporting Actor. Oh, Best Actress, Marion Cotillard. Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette in Boyhood. Best Supporting Actor, J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. That's probably the first thing I agree with. He's great in Whiplash. If you haven't seen it, it's a little movie that especially a teenager is going to love. The language on it is a little rough. But it is terrific about what makes a good teacher and not a good teacher and how do you motivate kids. And it's a very interesting movie, surprisingly so.
Oh, this was the one where music teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Kid playing the drums.
Yep.
Best foreign language film, Ida, which it's a luminous film. There's so many good foreign films this year. I don't know if I would... It's beautiful. It's all done in black and white about a young woman who just before takes her vows, goes and visits her only living relatives and finds out all sorts of interesting things about herself. And it is a fascinating movie. When it's the best of the year, I'm still compiling my best of because I haven't seen everything yet. Best nonfiction film, Citizen Four, which is a chilling movie about Edward Snowden and Wikipedia and that whole thing. So that's... It's a very well done documentary, but there's some fantastic documentaries this year, including We Are Giants, including Red Army, there's some really good ones. The best animated, the Lego Movie. I like Lego Movie. I don't know if I'd give it the best.
Nah, I would. I've seen quite a few of those having kids, and I would put Lego Movie maybe third or even fourth.
What would you put first and second?
I would personally put Big Hero 6 first. And,
yeah, it was great. It was really fun.
And the Train Your Dragon one, I would probably put second.
I like Box Trolls. Yeah, I liked Legos a lot, but I think Box Trolls was probably the most subversive movie I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
And I loved Dragon. I mean, I thought Legos was a perfectly good movie. I just don't think it was the best one of the year. But
you know, was Monsters University, was that last year or was that this year?
I think it was last year.
Okay.
I think it was last year.
That one.
All right. We've got National Board of Review. So best film, A Most Violent Year, the Jessica Chastain, Jason Isaacs. Best director, Clint Eastwood, American Sniper. I think that is, I'll review that for you, which I don't remember. I can't review it very far in advance because they'll be unhappy with me. I don't know if it was intentional, but I think it's one of the best anti-war movies ever made. I don't know that that's what Mr. Eastwood had in common or in mind, but nevertheless. Best Actor is a tie between Oscar Isaac in Most Violent Year, which I just mentioned, and Michael Keaton in Birdman. The Best Actor category is just wide open this year. Everybody was great. There are like 15. This was one of the years where they've expanded, as you know, for the Oscars for the 10 best movies. I think they should put that back down to 5 and maybe expand Best Actor to 10 because it's very competitive. Best Actress, Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Terrific performance. Best Supporting Actor, Edward Norton in Birdman. It's an Edward Norton you haven't seen before, and he's wonderful. Best Supporting Actress, Jessica Chastain in Most Violent Year. Now, a lot of people felt that was not a supporting actress role, but a leading actress role.
Right.
So it turns out that putting yourself in a different category can increase or decrease your odds. So Best Original, she doesn't, although I think people actually do campaign to be in one category or not. Who knew? Best Original Screenplay, Lego Movie. That's kind of interesting.
Wow, yeah.
Because it's an animation.
Right.
Best Adapted Screenplay, Inherent Vice, which most people haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting movie. You'll get a contact high, I promise you. Best Animated Feature, they gave How to Train Your Dragon, too.
Okay. I have no arguments on that. For me, that and Big Hero 6 were neck and neck.
Yeah, I like them both a lot. Let's see. Best Documentary, Life Itself. Some really good movies. Best Ensemble is Fury, which is the Brad Pitt movie.
Brad Pitt,
the Spotlight Award, Chris Rock for writing, directing, and starring in Top 5, which opens in a little bit. Freedom of Expression Award, Selma. So the top films they gave were American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Fury, Gone Girl, Imitation Game, Inherent Vice, Lego Movie, Nightcrawler, Unbroken. The best foreign films, Force Majeure, which is wonderful, The Trial of Vivian, Absalom, Leviathan, 2 Days, 1 Night, and We Are the Best. I don't know. I'm not sure. The five documentaries, Art and Craft, Jodorowsky's Dune, Keep on Keeping On, The Kill Team, Last Days in Vietnam. Last Days in Vietnam, I thought in particular, was wonderful. Independent film, Blue Ruin, Locke, A Most Wanted Man, Mr. Turner, which is interesting that they're considering that an independent film. Obvious Child, yeah. The Skeleton Twins, Snowpiercer, Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, Startup, and Still Alice. Wow. They gave a whole lot of awards to lots of different kinds of things by classifying them differently, but we'll see. So some really good movies coming up this year. The category that is probably the most challenging in terms of trying to get enough people is, which is a very sad commentary, is Best Actress. There's an overflow for men, and not really enough roles for women to a very large extent. So we'll give you an opportunity to vote, but we'll probably put it up a little bit later so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And a lot of these movies that we get to see early so we can vote on them, you're not going to be able to see till essentially the end of the month, so the next couple of weeks. But some really, really good movies coming out. And so far, there are two movies that I think are the best movie of the year that haven't shown up on anybody's list yet, but that's because, what can I tell you? I am who I am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.